Welcome to the first Talk Around Town of August. We need some theme music. I think we should come into some theme music.
Yeah, we could have going back to school music, because that's what they're going to be doing pretty soon.
Oh, no, we got to have like our own theme.
Our own.
Yeah, so that every time it comes on, people are like all jazzed up. They're like, here comes Blake and Carol to tell us what's going on in town, thanks to the Bank of Baker. Kind of like that.
There. So just record that. Just capture that, and you can play that from now on.
I got to do some polishing, but all right.
Okay, awesome. I'll expect that next week.
All right. Maybe it should just be improv every time off the cuff. Oh, it is busy. I know. Yeah. And here I am dinking around, making up nonsense music, and you got all this stuff to get to.
I know. You have lots of fun stuff. We'll start out with school.
Okay.
Some kids like school.
You got me all excited. You were like, let's talk about fun stuff, and then you're like, back to school.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We want to make it non-depressing.
Oh, okay.
So we was going to start it out going back to school. They're going back to school Monday, August 17th. Plevna and Ekalaka Tuesday, August 18th. And Baker's coming back to school Wednesday, August 19th. But if you are interested in assisting the schools in Baker through subbing, this is your chance. There's a scheduled teacher substitute training on Wednesday, August 5th at 11 a.m. in the high school boardroom. Lunch will be provided. For more information, you can contact the school at 406-778-3329. Every child deserves to walk into school feeling confident, prepared, and ready to learn. Join the crew at Coffee House at Lawler's during the Back to School Bash on Saturday, August 8th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Fallon County Fairgrounds Exhibit Hall. This is a way of loving our community and investing in our kids. It's about making sure every student starts the school year with supplies they need, a fresh haircut, a safe bike to ride, a full stomach, and the reminder that the entire community is cheering them on.
We sure are.
Even if you don't have kids in school, you still can get involved.
Absolutely.
The 7th grade orientation is scheduled for Monday, August 10th at 10 a.m. in the McGonigal Gymnasium. All incoming 7th graders should attend. They'll review middle school expectation and practice using the lockers. Those lockers, I guess, can be stinky sometimes.
They can be tricky. I remember when I got my first locker, and I felt really behind. All the other kids were like, oh, I know how to do this. And I was like, what is going on?
See, so if you show up for this orientation, you'll know all about it and look so professional the first day of school. Notice to high school sports parents that on Tuesday, August 11th, in the evening at 6 p.m. in the McGonigal Gymnasium, you are asked to attend if you have a student participating in a fall high school sport. They will have info for you. On Tuesday, August 18th, there is an open house from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. for Lincoln and Longfellow schools. And on Thursday, August 20th, it will be the high school's turn for an open house also from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. You can check out all three local schools if you want to.
Boom, two different nights.
I know, and now we're going to talk about the fair. We have lots of good stuff coming for the fair.
It's going to be a good
one. It's going to be a busy week. The 2026 Fallon County Fair, Country, County, and Community is coming to our town next week, August 11th through the 16th to be exact. Get ready for 4 days of family-friendly entertainment. Enjoy exciting attractions, including a corn maze, pedal tractor races, the cutest show on earth, kids can join in the fun, and the Magic Bean Show. I suppose Jack will be there?
Maybe in a giant tube.
I'm thinking. There's something for everyone, so bring the whole family and make some unforgettable memories. And don't forget to visit all the FFA and 4-H exhibits in the barn and the exhibit hall. Grab your friends and strike a pose. They're bringing back the world's funniest photo booth for free all weekend long. I would think you'd have to pay for your pictures, though, huh?
Well, maybe not if they're saying F-R-E-E in
there. Well, you gotta go and find out.
That'd be kind of funny. Free to take photos, but you cannot have them.
You have to pay $2 for each shot. Okay. Capture some unforgettable memories with your crew and take home photos you'll be talking about long after the event. And that's not all. Matthew Love. What a name. You think that's his real name?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He will be roaming the grounds on his stilts, entertaining the crowd, and interacting with guests throughout the event.
I was watching a baseball game yesterday, Major League Baseball. Dodgers and Braves, I believe, is the game I was watching. Or Dodgers and Red Sox, I mean. But anyways, there was a guy on there. His name was Bummer, one of the players. And imagine how often in that guy's life he has to hear stuff like, what a bummer. Yeah, I was like, well, that's unfortunate.
He didn't score. Poor Bummer. Yeah. Oh, that's awful.
So anyway, speaking of unfortunate last names.
I'm sure that's his nickname, though. So No.
On the back of his jersey. It was stitched in there. Oh, B-U-M-M-E-R.
I think I'd change my name. Will you be looking for a one-of-a-kind experience? Be sure to check out the iconic glass throughout the weekend. You'll have the opportunity to sign up and create your very own blown glass masterpiece with the talented glass artist. It's a fun hands-on activity that perfect for making a perfect. It's perfect. It's perfect for making a unique keepsake to remember your weekend at the fair. You could make something for your parents for Christmas. Make it and hide it. Whether you've always wanted to try glass blowing, or you're just looking for something different, don't miss your chance to experience the art of molten glass in action. On Thursday, August 13th, there will be two opportunities to catch the PRCA rodeo action. One at 8 a.m. when the timed event slack will happen. Then at 7 p.m., the excitement continues under the arena lights with the big night rodeo. On Friday night, August 14th, is night show night. The Fallon County Fair Night Show. Welcome Ned Ledoux. I've seen him.
Me too.
And Aaron Watson to the stage.
Aaron Watson is probably the artist I've seen most live in my life in concert.
Really? I don't think I've ever seen him.
Solid every time.
Oh, yay. So be ready to be entertained.
It's going to be a great show, man. I keep saying that, and I'm going to sound, people are going to be like, man, this guy is way over the top about this. But I'm telling you, it's going to be a good show.
I know. Ned sounds just like his dad when he sings his songs.
And so he'll be doing some of his dad's songs as well. So
yes.
If you know Chris Ledoux, you'll know some songs on
yes,
it.
Yes, you will. Because our favorite little radio station plays them. Get ready for an unforgettable evening of great country music, high energy performance, and fair fun. This is one night you won't want to miss. And then on Saturday, August 15th, starting at 1:30 p.m., wear your pink and join us for Tough Enough to Wear Pink as we come together to support an important cause while enjoying another action-packed PRC rodeo performance. I'll be there checking you in at the front gate, so come and say hi.
Oh, good.
Then on the patio, you'll find the Big Empty, hailing from Broadus, Montana, on both Friday and Saturday evening. This hometown favorite brings big talent and great music that's sure to keep the party going all weekend long. On Sunday, August 16th, the day will start with the favorite Cowboy Church, and then ending the weekend with excitement and the AAU Demolition Derby. And speaking of more fun, do you have anything?
No, ma'am. We covered it all.
Oh, but we got football coming.
Wow, that's going to be fun. The end of this month, both football and volleyball starting
so
the same
will
time.
We now we'll see the cold coming. So we got to get our parkas out, and are we going to have nice season weather?
Mild winter headed
mild
our
winter?
Way is the word on the street.
Oh, what street were you on?
Yeah, the back roads.
That's what I'm worried about. The next Baker Chamber meets at noon on the first Thursday of the month. The next meeting is scheduled for this Thursday, August 6th, at the Tavern. If you want more information about the Chamber, please call the Chamber office at 406-778-2266. And if you want to put a scheduled event on the talk around town, you can email your info to kfln@midrivers.com or give me a call at 406-778-2261. And if I'm not home, please leave me a message.
There it is. Your talk around town for this week. A little look ahead to the fair and whatnot. Thanks for keeping us all informed, Mrs. Zachman.
Don't forget to work on our theme song.
Okay. Oh, we're not doing the outro yet. First, I got to say, this is brought to us by the Bank of Baker. You can hear it on RadioBaker.com. And now we can outro ourselves. See you later.